While COVID-19 infection rates are steadying in some parts of the country, there are warnings the health system could buckle under the strain. The problem could be exacerbated by health workers departing the sector because they don't want to get vaccinated. Most Australian states and territories have set deadlines for all health workers to get the first jab. In New South Wales, that's the end of this month. Catherine Gregory reports.
Over 1,000 health workers are isolating on a daily basis in New South Wales, Victoria and the ACT after being in close contact with a person who has COVID-19. And on some occasions, that infected person is a health worker who is not vaccinated.
In health, it is really important that people are vaccinated. It's really important that healthcare workers can look after not only their patients, but their colleagues.
Jared Hayes is the national president of the Health Services Union. He says up until recently, a lack of vaccine supply or hesitancy might have deterred some workers from getting the jab, but now there's little excuse. And the deadline for mandatory vaccination is looming. Jared Hayes says in New South Wales, about 90% of workers have complied.
We have taken the view that mandating vaccinations is the end game, not the thing that should be done in the first instance. So while the government has extended the period for people to be vaccinated, the government is not going to extend again, and the government is not going to move away from mandating vaccinations. So to have a view one way or the other is quite irrelevant.
The cardiology ward at St Vincent's Hospital in central Sydney had to suspend some of its emergency procedures recently after two unvaccinated nurses worked while infectious with COVID-19. A source at the hospital told the ABC it meant a dozen top cardiologists had to isolate, and there was a lot of anger among medical clinicians that these nurses compromised the health of patients and other staff, as well as the safety of the entire organisation. It's understood the two nurses had every opportunity to get the vaccine since the beginning of the year, but chose not to. Jared Hayes says soon staff who choose not to get vaccinated probably won't have a job.
I know there's matters in the Supreme Court at the moment which will determine the ability for governments and or employers to be able to say that. But I don't think it's a matter of a debate. It's a matter of there'll be an outcome within the courts.
It could be a big issue as hospitals in New South Wales and Victoria expect a big surge in cases soon. New South Wales recorded 1,284 new local COVID infections today and 12 deaths. There are currently 1,245 people in hospital. Meanwhile, federal, state and territory leaders are still finalising the reopening plan, and part of that is trialling home quarantine for fully vaccinated international arrivals. The New South Wales Minister for Jobs, Investment and Tourism, Stuart Ayres, says that'll happen in Sydney.
We're going to start at the end of this month a trial that changes the way we do quarantine. It gives us the chance to test 7-day quarantine in the home. We're going to conduct this trial with approximately 175 people.
But international travel aside, a question many of us now have is how much longer are we expected to do 14 days isolation if we come into contact with a confirmed COVID case? Catherine Bennett is the chair in epidemiology at Deakin University.
Yeah, I think there'll be a progressive change in the way we follow up case notifications. And one of the options, which we've seen already done overseas, is to ask people to test, but not necessarily to quarantine if they're fully vaccinated.
She says going forward, the chances of being identified as a close contact will lessen as health focuses more on the severity or treating the disease and would only really chase up contacts if there are clusters of cases.
Once you're out of lockdown, you know, the idea wouldn't be to then have an increasing number of people in quarantine because it's just the lockdown you have when you don't have a lockdown.
That's epidemiologist Catherine Bennett ending that report from our reporter Catherine Gregory.